For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Stories This Moment podcast and the STM blog are brought to you by STM Daily News and TNC Network. Daily News offers news and articles that inspires, helps, heals, and educates. STM Daily News is the news you can use this moment. Now here's your host, Rod Washington.
Hello, and welcome to the STM podcast. I'm your host, Charles Elliott, and I'm filling in for Rod Washington. The reason Rod has taken time off from the show and left me in charge, he decided, on a whim, to go off and get married. I'm kidding. Both Rod and his new bride, Rebecca Jo, contributor to the Daily News blog, tied the knot last weekend. So on today's podcast, Rebecca and her friend, Tina, will tell us how they pulled off a fun wedding on an extremely low budget. Yes, we'll talk about that and more on this episode of the podcast.
Planning a wedding can be one of the most exciting times in a person's life, but it can also be one of the most stressful, especially when you're on a strict budget. In this podcast, we'll be following recent bride Rebecca Jo Washington and her good friend and co-planner, Tina Lambert, as they share their tips and tricks for planning a beautiful wedding without breaking the bank. From finding affordable rentals to choosing the perfect dress, Rebecca and Tina will take us through their journey of creating a magical day that's both memorable and budget-friendly. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into the world of wedding planning on a strict budget.
A lot of the ideals came from Rebecca. I didn't try to change them very much or anything like that. It was her wedding and her vision. So I tried not to change a lot of it. But we ordered stuff and we went to sales and things like that to get the products that we used and the things that we needed. So it was way under budget.
If you can't not find it, like in the stores, go on Amazon, search, do your research.
Yeah, do research.
I did research to where, see, how much would it cost to buy four round tables and buy, you know, chairs. It was way too expensive. They wanted like $1,000 for like so many chairs and then so many tables. And then I went to a lot of the rentals, A&Z Rentals. They did a really fantastic job. They've been in the Valley for very many years. So I said, well, okay, I'm gonna give them a try. If I buy an arch or I rent it, which way is it gonna go? So I went on there to see how much it was rent. It was $60 to rent. If you buy the arch, it's half the price, you know?
So, and like the flowers and things like that, she purchased them online, and you have somebody crafty like me that, you know, invite them in to say, hey, help me out here, and which I did, which I've known her for 20 years or more, and I came in and I did all the flower arrangements and put them together. I did her bouquet, the centerpieces, every one of the flowers onto the arch and everything like that, which I didn't charge her. Now, if you can find somebody that will do it real cheap, a friend or something, that would help you out a lot. And we did all those for very, very cheap.
Or if you just know somebody that will do it for you because they really love you.
Like I did.
Like, yeah, like they'll just do it anyway.
It was probably a $5,000 or $6,000 wedding we did for around $2,000.
Right. And then you have people that will do things for you as a wedding present. So like we had a photographer go ahead and pitch in. He was doing a favor for my wonderful husband, Rod. So he did that. Veronica was very good at what she did. She was the ordained minister. Did a great job. You don't find the most expensive restaurant in the world to cater for yours. If it's not in your budget, don't do it. You can find little restaurants that maybe you have eaten or you liked. We love Dragon Ball. And it was very inexpensive to feed 30 people.
They brought it here and delivered it, and we set it up. It was cheaper to do it that way. We set it up out here.
$43 for a buffet set, and I got still got 15% off on top of it.
I meant we had a whole table full of food. Everything went really smooth. Everything was really gorgeous. Everybody talked about how gorgeous it was and that it looked like a little princess wedding. And I mean, it looked really nice. And it was way under budget, like I said. And it just takes some timing and to check out where you can get something a little cheaper and that looks the same, you know, the same quality, but just a hair cheaper.
Cut a little corners. You don't have to like scrape from the bottom of the jar, you know, cut a little corners. Like I've never had a real extravagant gown. That's why I went ahead and purchased the one I did. So I figured, well, I get the bigger size and then have it taken in is better than having a small size and not be able to fit it all.
There again, you get a friend that knows how to sew and have them take it up, which I did.
Right. And that's it. And it's also better if you get a dress that has a corset, because that way you can either loosen it up or you can tighten it up. And my dress was $230 on Amazon. And then don't do regular lighting, do solar lighting.
See, the wedding's done and over with, and they have a beautiful arch that they purchased. It has the flowers and the vines on it. It's gorgeous out here. It's something they can remember from the wedding and keep.
And believe me, we would do this all over again.
It was fun.
It was a blast. Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. It was like the most funnest wedding I've ever had.
It was a lot of fun planning it, and it was a lot of fun doing it. Like I said, I tried not to waver too far away from what she wanted. If I had an ideal, I would say, okay, I think it would work better this way. What do you think? And she normally would say, yeah, that looks better. But I tried to keep it her vision because it was her wedding.
Right, and there's a lot of things that she did that, I mean, you know, she set up a fake cake for more of a display. It was cute. You did a good job. Put the date on it. You can keep it forever. You know, some things didn't really occur with the way they're supposed to. Something don't. But when you got friends that tell you don't sweat it, don't sweat it. It's always the best thing to do.
Don't sweat the small stuff, yeah, because the major stuff will come along and you have to sweat it. So right. The small stuff, don't sweat it. Just kind of blow over and let it go.
And this yard is not very big, but it worked and it saved us so much money. I looked online, they had it for 90 minutes for $1,000 just for a venue. I'm like, no.
So see, that saved money there, just having it in the backyard. And it was beautiful out here.
Thanks to Rebecca and Tina for giving us their tips on how to have a fantastic wedding for the couple on a tight budget. Beck, your wedding looked amazing. They are both correct. Do your research and check out places like Party City, Michaels, Hobby Lobby, Amazon, and others for the best deals on decorations. And check out your local rental companies for tables and chairs for your venue. You can see the video version of this interview on stmdailynews.com. The links are in the description.
Okay, talking about weddings, I got the perfect gift suggestion. SodaStream. What a coincidence that I just did a review for this item. So check out my review. Hey, this is Charles Elliott, and this is my quick review of the SodaStream Beverage Carbonator, a product that has been around for quite a while. SodaStream is a healthier alternative to traditional soda because it allows you to control the amount of sugar and additives in your drinks. With SodaStream, you can create your own sparkling water or flavored drinks using natural ingredients. Plus, it's environmentally friendly and reduces plastic waste. I personally own a SodaStream unit myself and have had it for over 12 years. I would recommend purchasing SodaStream for a healthier and more sustainable beverage option. Thanks for watching. For more news and reviews, visit our webpage at stmdailynews.com. And also subscribe to us on YouTube. Hit that like button and notification bell. You can see the video version of this review on stmdailynews.com. The link is in the description.
Are you looking for news that is both informative and inspiring? Look no further than STM Daily News. We provide stories and articles that provide insight without any sensationalism, doom and gloom, or partisan politics. With STM Daily News, you can stay up to date on what matters most in everyday life. Get informed, inspired, and stay in the know with STM Daily News. That's stmdailynews.com. The link is in the description.
Here at the Pickleball Report, you can find tips and instruction, interviews, product reviews, health and wellness, pickleball commentary and news, so much more. So check us out. I'm Sleeves, and this is the Pickleball Report on YouTube.
Well, thanks for joining us today, and I would also like to thank Rebecca for sharing her wedding extravaganza with us. You can always catch us on SESDMDailyNews.com, where you'll get the latest news and information. Some of it we present on this podcast. Please sign up for STM and Coffee, our newsletter to get the news you can use right into your inbox.
You've been listening to the Stories This Moment podcast with your host, Rod Washington. The STM podcast and the STM blog are both brought to you by STM Daily News and TNC Network. Daily News offers news and articles that inspires, helps, heals, and educates. STM Daily News is the news you can use this moment.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.